We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. The federal court has ordered Google to pay a $60 million fine for collecting Android location data without user consent following court action brought by Australia's Competition and Consumer Watchdog in one of the largest ever penalties in corporate Australian history. The ACCC estimated that some 1.3 million users in Australia may have been affected. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au. Or download the app at your app store. It's been revealed Victorian police is struggling to find new recruits as Australia's labour shortage extends to law enforcement. The Forces Academy intake is well below that of previous years as command moves to meet the next promised boost in member numbers. A police spokesman said the lack of new applicants was partly due to the tight job market troubling all sectors. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
There are fears jockeys might be returning to the saddle too soon after concussions, leading researchers to examine virtual reality and other tests to ease the danger. New Melbourne researchers found jockeys not only have the highest rate of concussion of any sport in the world, they are five times more likely to suffer a concussion than an AFL footballer, but that many are unknowingly back riding before their concussion has healed. And football's bump rule has been thrown into chaos after an AFL appeals board decision to overturn Patrick Cripps' suspension was described as an alarming precedent for the game. Cripps had his two-match ban scrapped for the high bump that concussed Brisbane's Cal Archie, allowing him to take on Melbourne on Saturday night. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life in Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.